B'chukosai and Lag Ba'omer. So Parshas Bahar, we know, discusses Shemitah and Yovel, tells us the land has to lie fallow every 7th year, and then every 50th year. And Parshas B'chukosai, when it goes into the terrible Tochacha, the terrible rebuke, it tells us that the 70 years of exile after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash was a direct result for the 70 years, or 69 years, Rashi explains, that the Jews did not let the land lie fallow during Shemitah and Yovel. And therefore the Jews had to be exiled, sent to Bavel, thereby allowing the land to lie fallow for those 70 years. When you look at Parshas B'chukosai, a very scary parsha, with the terrible rebuke that the Ramban says refers to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and it looks like all of our troubles come, God forbid, because of our averos. And on a global level, that might be true, and that's what comes out of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios. However, when you look at the different Mefarshim, Mamari Chazal, we see other reasons, God forbid, for troubles befalling people. So first of all, the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Samach tells us that trouble comes to the world because of the Rishayim, but it first attacks the Tzadikim. So those who are suffering are not, God forbid, the Rishayim, those could be the Tzadikim. And we know that the death of the Tzadikim atones for the sins of the generation. Chazal learned that from the death of Miriam. Chazal learned that from the death of Aaron. So those who are suffering might be taking the hit for the team and bringing the atonement for the sins of the rest of the generation. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nunhei has a whole discussion. Do all of our problems, a person dying, does that come because of one's sins? And the Gemara there brings down that there were in fact four tzaddikim that never sinned. And the Gemara says one has to understand this, that they died because of the nachash and the chait of Adam HaRishon. We know that we have a concept of tzaddik viralo, the righteous that suffer. The Ifan Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand why the righteous have to suffer. There's a famous Gemara in the beginning of Brachas and Daf Hey, that one who suffers can be experiencing something called Yisurin Shel Ahava, troubles that come out of Hashem's love for him. And Rashi explains that the tzaddik will suffer in order to receive more reward in the world to come. I heard from a certain Baal Machshava, it doesn't necessarily have to be so like an equation, but rather a tzaddik can sometimes suffer, thereby bringing out more of his tzidkus and more of his righteousness, and thereby bringing him more olam haba. This we find in Tehillim Yud Aleph Pasuk. Hey, the pasuk says Hashem tzaddik yivchan. Hashem judges or tests the tzaddik, and the Metzudas David over there explains that David HaMelech is saying this pasuk. And he says the fact that I'm being chased by Shaul is not because of my averus, says David HaMelech. But rather, this is the way of Hashem to test the tzaddik with trouble, and when he stands strong in the test, lehitiv b'acharisa, that he will be zochet to eternal reward for that suffering. The Gemara that we had last week in Daf Hayomi, Yevamos Daf Samech Dalet, tells us that the Avos Imahos were barren for so many years. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nis'ave the tefilos on shel tzadikim. Hashem desires the tefilos of the righteous. Rav Dessler, Michtam Eliyahu, discusses this. What does that mean? God does not have taivas, and God certainly does not fulfill his taivas by causing the righteous to suffer in not having children, lo aleinu, for decades. And Rav Dessler, Ayin Shah, but Rav Dessler basically explains that Hashem brings upon the suffering of the righteous to bring them to daven, to bring them to ever greater heights of avodas Hashem, so that they can become closer to Him, which ultimately is the greatest good possible. And we find this also in Lag BaOmer, Shabbos Dav Lamed Gimel, Lag BaOmer, the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is being chased by the Romans, and he hides with his son in a cave for 13 years. in the cave, they take off their clothes. They're covered in sand. They only put on their clothes to daven. Tosfos says the only daven Krishma ayin shom. And after 13 years, Rishon Bar-Yochai goes to the mikveh. He developed terrible boo-boos and boils all over his body. His father-in-law, the famous Rav Pinchas ben Yair, sees Rishon Bar-Yochai, terrible suffering. And Pinchas ben Yair says, Oli shera isicha bakach, woe unto me that I see you suffering like this. And Rishon Bar-Yochai's response is, fortunate are you that sees me suffering like this. If not for this suffering, I never would have reached the tremendous heights that I was zoche to reach. May we be zoche to have only Hashem's brachos, and through Hashem's brachos, reach the tremendous heights in Avodas Hashem that we are all capable of reaching.